Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. One of my Russian language obsessions is little words. All those small words like cock, how, doc, so, that, da, yes, and, нет, no, and so on, that can be mixed and matched to create and convey every emotion and every concept known to humankind. The trick for us non-native speakers is figuring out exactly which emotion and concept is meant in each particular case. I somehow forgot about one of the coolest of them until a colleague mentioned it online. Неужели? Sometimes it means one thing, sometimes it means the opposite, and sometimes it really doesn't mean anything on its own, but flips the meaning of a sentence. So much cool. The first very cool thing is that it is so obviously made up of several words, but you probably didn't even notice it. Не уже ли. This means literally, not already. And ли here is translated as the question mark. In most cases, when you pop it into a sentence, it adds a question, disbelief, or astonishment to a statement. Take this simple statement. Я его больше не увижу. I won't see him again. Add our favorite new word, неужели я его больше не увижу? Could it be that I'll never see him again? And here you instantly see the one uncool aspect of this word, translating it so that you don't sound like a Victorian schoolmarm. Today we'd probably say, what if I never see him again? Or, I can't believe I might never see him again. In most cases, неужели expresses astonishment, sometimes a wailing sense of, it just can't be. Не пойму, неужели мне столько лет? Мне! I just don't get it. How can I be this old? Me! Or sometimes, it's just a big dose of skepticism. Ваша концепция мне близка, но неужели это единственный способ? I like your concept a lot, but is it really the only option? As a standalone reply, it has two meanings. One, I have to confess, I don't hear a lot, perhaps because I don't hang around with the right set. In this usage, неужели means, I don't agree with what you've just said, or I don't believe it. The example in the textbooks is, он ее не любит. Неужели? He loves her. That can't be. One of my friends says that when she finds another broken glass and asks her Butterfinger son if he was responsible, he says, Я не разбил. I didn't break it. And she says, Неужели? Like I believe you. The easy way to translate this is just to exclaim, Really? With bulging eyes and a head shake. Да неужели? Что-то слабо верится, Петров. Really? Somehow it just doesn't seem likely, Петров. In the other usage, which I am very well acquainted with, the reply, неужели, said with maximum snark, means, yes, you're absolutely right, and I can't believe it took you this long to come to this conclusion. In long-term relationships, it means, what have I been telling you for the last 20 years? It was this meaning that my colleague showed me with a possible translation that is perfect for those fun discussions on the home front when you want to scream, I told you so! For example, your significant other, who has ignored your pleas to fix the insert appliance or electronic device essential for life maintenance, suddenly realizes it's not working. Срочно надо вызвать мастера! We've got to get the repairman here right away, he says. You reply, неужели? No shit, Sherlock. Or it can be used to express agreement with someone's statement, because you've been saying the same thing for the last 20 years. Пора купить квартиру и не бросать на ветер большие деньги каждый месяц. Неужели? It's time to buy an apartment instead of throwing huge amounts of money down the drain every month. You think? Another little word that operates some of the same way is razvia, which indicates a question and usually disagreement. Chances are you've heard it in a very common exclamation said by indignant parents, teachers, and those bossy folks on the bus.
Ну разве так можно?
Now is that any way to behave? You can combine разве and что to get except or unless. Травмы получили многие участники чемпионата, но такие серьезные, как англичане, разве что немцы. Many athletes in the World Championship had injuries, but no one worse than the English, except for the Germans. You have, of course, other options for snarky comebacks. An oldie but goodie is «Здрасте». When you walk in the door and say it, it means hello. When you say it after your significant other utters what you've been saying for what seems like 5,000 times a day, it means great grasp of the obvious there, bub. You can also say, что ты говоришь? But you have to master a tone of feigned astonishment. Слушай, ты права, начальник меня подвел. Что ты говоришь? Listen, you were right. My boss pulled a fast one on me. You don't say. Another winner is, а ты как думал? What the hell did you expect? But that's all for the sarcastic usage of неужели. If you just want to express surprise, you can say something like, не верится, I don't believe it. Не укладывается в голове, I just can't get my head around it. Не может быть, it just can't be. Я не слышался, did I hear you right? But I highly recommend mastering the неужели intonation. Pull your head back, shake it slightly, give a half eye roll, purse your lips, and channel extreme exasperation with a dose of adolescent sarcasm. Неужели? Oh, snap. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!